We have mentioned these items before, now we will discuss them in relation to tools we use and how we can decrease or minimize these areas. Use the correct tool for the task. These principles apply to all types of hand tools, shop, kitchen and garden, are just examples to get you to think. The greater the effort to maintain control of a tool, the higher the potential for injury. Tools with the longer handles allows the user to generate more leverage by applying a smaller force at a greater distance, whereas a thicker tool handle allows more surface for grasping, or in the case of a standard screwdriver, increase the torque, thereby reducing the overall required force. In some situations, a hand tool with a pistol grip may require less gripping force than an inline tool handle. Conventional hand tools such as pliers and wrenches are designed with slightly wider handles that allow the grip force and resultant contact stress to be distributed over a larger surface and thus decrease the grip strength. Keep in mind that no one tool is perfect for every user. For example, choosing a hand tool with a large diameter handle to allow for decreased grip strength may in fact cause a problem when a person with a small hand uses the tool. Tools should be properly maintained, because for example, a dull drill bit requires more force to use. Many steps can be taken to avoid repetitive motions when using tools over a prolonged period of time. The list above are examples. Power tools do the repetitive work for you. The same for the spring-loaded.